Blog Talk Radio.
There is a legend of two men out on the sports prairie. Two lonesome men that can wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. It is the legend of El Presidente and his faithful sidekick, $2 Bill Josh. It is the legend of the balance wrap-up, and that legend continues today.
All right, and welcome to the balance. Well, really, it's not really the wrap-up anymore. It is the balance slash Gary Snyder show. But so glad that you could join us. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We're joining us a little bit later today, I know, because we had a few technical difficulties on connecting with the Gary Snyder show. But we are good to go, and we are ready to rock and roll. I tell you what, we just had a great conversation with Randy McClure of RushTheCourt.net, talking some NCAA hoops, giving us a good insight on what's going on to come in 2012. Is Ohio State number one? I don't know, but we're going to find out as the season moves along. Hopefully we'll be able to have him as a regular here on The Balance and on the Gary Snyder Show. Well, I tell you what, if you've been wondering what in the world happened to John Brodigan, our regular, I always like to know what's bugging John. Well, we got him back. He's been on a bit of a sabbatical for some personal reasons for the last 3 weeks, but he's going to join us again right here in just a few minutes when we join the Gary Snyder Show live. Now, coming up this Saturday, the Balance Gridiron moves forward. Fantasy football huddle. You never know who's going to call in. Obviously, our regulars, Super Coach fan, is going to be with us for a little bit on Saturday. Going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons and the Colts. Oh, my gosh, can somebody stop this season soon? Also, obviously, Jimmy the intern and Gary L. Snyder is going to call in. We're going to talk some Notre Dame. We're going to talk some IU and some Purdue football as well. We're going to start talking a little bit of basketball. So the gridiron's going to turn to the hardwood. So all that's coming up right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us. We'll be right back joining him, the Gary Snyder Show, live right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It's time for the Balance slash Gary Snyder Show. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show live. And that's right, it has returned. What's bugging Brodigan? John Brodigan, myself, and Gary Snyder. We're going to find out what's bugging Brodigan. When we get back, we are going to join the Gary Snyder Show live right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis.
El Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a hump day.
See, I'm not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports. March, Bart rides up in the front seat today because he's a good guy at sports.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. I just never get enough of hand farts. Man, it just really gets you going on a hump day. My name's Tom Mark with El Presidente. So glad that you could join us. As soon as Gary Snyder gets off his break, we'll be joining him live here on the Balance Radio Network, coast to coast. That's right. What's bugging Brodigan? Well, he is back. So we'll see what's bugging Brodigan. I'm sure that without a shadow of a doubt between him and Gary Snyder and myself, we'll find out what's bugging Brodigan right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Back for the Gary Snyder Show here on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our guests, as always, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. They are the new sponsor, title sponsor of MPD Brew here on the Gary Snyder Show, Mondays at 3:35 with Lieutenant Justin Fall. Now, the Anytime Fitness here in Marion, a couple things to remember. Number one, you go into Anytime Fitness, memberships start at less than $1 a day. Number two, mention my name or this show. You get two free months on top of your one-year membership. Number three, you can use that membership at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S. And number three, they are open 24/7. Work out on your schedule, not the gyms. All right, now joining us as always, co-host Tom Marquis. Tom, say hi.
I am here. We have been here waiting on you. Where have you been?
Making some money.
Making the money.
Also joining us is our favorite Brodigan. That would be John, of course. John, welcome back to the Gary Snyder Show.
Well, thank you. How is everyone?
We are fine. I guess the question should be is, how are you doing? Obviously, our condolences to the loss of your father, which was one of the reasons why you have taken an absence here on the show.
Things are going good. You know, more good days than bad days. We'll just leave it at that.
All right, so you're back on the show here. You're getting ready to head into New York City, right?
Yes, I am going to be emceeing a fundraiser for a buddy of mine who's going to be running for assembly here in New York, where we are going to be auctioning off dates on some of with some of our fellow YRs.
Is that really a good idea?
well, the auction's actually to raise money for the of course, I don't have the charity's name in front of me. Wounded Warriors Foundation, I believe it is.
Always a good cause.
Yes, and you know, just the extra money collected at the door will be for my friend. But yes, the actual auction is to raise money for our wounded vets.
Now, are they auctioning you off?
Hopefully not. I'm gonna hope the friend of mine who's running the show is be smart enough to do that. I mean, if anything, that would cost them money.
We'll pay you to thank him.
You know, that was me up in the auction block would definitely be down twinkles.
Hi, John. Usually this segment is what's bugging you. Do you, since we have had about a 3-week hiatus from you, is there anything that is bugging you? Obviously, the segment's not called What's Bugging Brodigan anymore. It's just called Brodigan. But, you know, let's just check in to see if anything is bugging you.
The Herman Cain campaign, the Rick Perry campaign, and while I have been on Twitter for all of 2 minutes, I'm sure the Romney campaign at some point.
Who's left?
I've decided that all baggage aside, Newt Gingrich is my guy in the presidential primary. Because especially the way our other candidates look, none of them I think are a good matchup against Obama. So I'll take the guy who's got the ideas and who will out debate him any day of the week.
And I'm afraid you may be right, but let's talk about Herman Cain a little bit. You know, one of my favorite bands are the Bare Naked Ladies, and one of their songs is Bank Job, and one of the lines from that song, one of those songs, it basically goes, "You look like an amateur, and that's the real crime." Boy, he had 10 days notice this was coming, and this is still what we get?
Well, let's actually, even better, what's happened since you've been on the air?
Woman number 3, I know.
Yeah, according to what RageSlate.com's hearing, the Cain campaign is going to do a full court press to say that it was the Perry campaign who leaked the story to Politico. And when reached for comment, the Perry campaign said it was probably Romney. I wouldn't put it past them. So this is where we're at in the primaries.
Tom, you got anything?
It's always a pleasure to have John Brodigan on. And you know what? I forgot we were not calling it What's Bugging Brodigan. So in the commercial break, while we were still with the balance and my group of friends across the nation here, we were talking that it was going to be What's Bugging Brodigan. So I'm glad we're able to talk about What's Bugging Brodigan. Well, my question to Mr. Brodigan would be is, all of this hype, or we'll call it hype, propaganda, or just Democrats trying to make an issue, a big issue out of a small issue, the sexual harassment thing with John Cain. Obviously, there's been comments about from John Stewart and his black walnuts and his ice cream and all that, and how dirty that sounds. Do you really think that this is just a something that's being blown up out of the mainstream? Do you think this is another another attack to make it look like the GOP doesn't have a chance to get anybody elected?
At first, when the article first came out, this wasn't a story. This was like a lead. The basic story was that in 1990, Herman Cain was accused of sexual harassment, and they settled out of court. That was the full story. That was it. That's liberal media bias. Here's the problem, though. While people were all running around getting excited about the sexual harassment, they completely missed the part yesterday where Herman Cain did not know that China had nukes and can't really explain his economic plan when he's talking to a conservative think tank. And that's
You know, all this comes after what I thought was one of the greatest political commercials of all time. I love that commercial, but you know, everything that has come out since on the sexual harassment thing, there's one woman, there's two. Now it appears they're going to be talking. We'll probably see faces tomorrow. We've heard several different explanations from Herman Cain. Well, I was just comparing my wife's height to my to the lady who is accusing me's height and used a hand gesture to do it. You know, I've gone back in my head, and I can't think of any hand gestures that would basically be comparing someone's height where I could – be confused, where it could be confused as sexual harassment. Now, I could think of some hand gestures I could use that could be construed as sexual harassment, but none that kind of goes with comparing the size of my wife and someone I work with.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's also be unfortunately honest. It was the early 90s. All because you were accused of sexual harassment, that doesn't actually mean that you've actually sexually harassed anyone. And you know, a lot of the times the settlement's quite frankly cheaper than the legal expenses it would cost you to prove that you're innocent. Here's the problem, though. If it was just that woman, that's fine. Apparently one of the other accusers wants to get out of the deal that says that she can't speak about it. And I only saw this on Twitter, so I don't know if this is confirmed or not. But apparently an Iowa radio station, who he was on recently, is saying that he made suggestive comments to the staffers there while he was campaigning for president.
You know, I think at some point I'm going to have to put my interview with Herman Cain back on the air here.
You know, the way things are sounding, it might be a collector's item. And the funny thing is, you know, everyone's focusing on that, and it's saving him from people focusing on the fact that he doesn't know much about the Securities Economic Plan. He was scheduled to debate Newt Gingrich one-on-one this Saturday on entitlements. I kind of get the feeling he's going to skip that.
If he was smart, because Newt Gingrich is the smartest man in the room.
My favorite quote of the entire election cycle is a strategy from Florida named Rick Wilson. His comment from the last debate was, "I love it when Newt Gingrich's super brain kicks in the high gear, bodies all over the floor."
Tom, you got anything?
Well, I guess moving on down the road here, past Cain and just about the whole process. We had on earlier today. We had an individual that was talking about the influence that bloggers have on the political system and on voters themselves, and a lot of times they can generate extremism. We really haven't had a chance to talk too much about, Occupy Wall Street and that sort of stuff. But where do you think bloggers' role have in the election of the next president of the United States?
You never know. It depends on the blogger. It depends on a news story. It depends what someone writes and posts on their blog that is happens to be that 1 in 100 thing that everyone decides, hey, I'm going to be outraged over this. You know, it also it depends on the issue. I mean, the one thing that the blogosphere has been good at for conservatives is that for the longest time, the only news you got was like the three KOM news networks who, let's be honest, were not favorable towards conservative point of view. So instead of there being a silent majority like there was for Nixon, the silent majority now has blogs and is on Twitter. But as far as like major impact, it's, you know, you never know until 2 weeks after it happened.
Well, hey, John, I know you have to get going here and get to your get auctioned off or MC, whatever you have to do. But thanks for joining us. And real quick, where can people find your work? And just a heads up, I might add, November 15th, Jack Abramoff will be my guest.
Wow. I'll talk to you about that later. But for me, FTRradio.com. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m., I was able to interview former mayor, New York City Mayor Ed Koch.
Thanks a lot, John, and stay safe, and God bless, my friend.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks,
all right,
John.
Tom, stay tuned. We'll be right back after a quick break here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Jim Brunner with Mayor Wayne Siebold, who's up for election.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. Going to be joined by the Gary Snyder Show here in just a minute. We're going to wrap up the show. And then coming up at hour number two, we're going to rebroadcast hour number two of the Gary L. Snyder Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And this is the Balance Radio Network. So glad that you can join us. Make sure that you catch us out, check us out on the World Wide Web, www.thebalanceonline.com. Be right back. We're going to be joined by Gary Snyder and wrap up this hour on the Gary L. Snyder Show.
Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, North Central, and East Central Indiana. Dominion Home Builders, give them a call today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414, or you can visit them online at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. If you can't remember all that, all you really need to do is go to GaryLSnyder.com, because that is the center of the blogging and radio universe. Right, Tom?
It is. Absolutely.
Now Tom, I wanted to get in just a quick conversation with you because we had the gentleman on earlier talking about blogs. And, maybe not a lot of people in our listening area, Marion, or listening online across wherever, know. Basically, that's where I got my start, being a critic of the local government on a blog. Mm-hmm. And I did it in a way that sometimes maybe wasn't too nice, but it was always true. I stirred the pot, and sure, I stirred it with a bigger stick than what I needed to sometimes. But, we had a newspaper in town in Huntington that was, I'll call them incompetent, and they still continue to be. And they were basically a lackey for the local politicians. And by the time this last election ended, I was directly, my blog was directly responsible for throwing a lot of these bums out of office.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was not uncommon to get 25, 50, 75, 100 comments on this. But you have to walk a fine line, just like you do on a blog and in radio. If you want advertisers, advertisers usually don't want the extreme. They don't want the controversy. But yet you have to generate that controversy to get listeners or readers. But when you generate the controversy, you're not getting the advertiser. So it's a very fine line you have to walk with a blog.
Well, and it is. And obviously, like I mentioned in that segment also, that I've been blogging for a long time, and a lot of what I blog about is sports. And, the same sort of thing. I have spent many years in the political arena, many years here in the Marion County area. And I could write a lot of stuff, but I choose to go a different route because I do know that myself and you, Gary, people take into account what we say. We could say anything right now. I mean, we have enough following across the United States. We could generate a blog that says tomorrow the sky will turn pink and it will stay pink for the next 30 days. And it's all about some sort of experiment that the government is out to get us. We would have a ton of people that would agree with us. Now, the thing is,
and not only agree, on my blog, I would have sometimes 20, 25,000 unique visits a month and upwards of 100,000 page views. And this is in a county that, consists of about 30 to 32,000 people. And sure, I can get on here, and I could be a firebrand just like I was, and still I am to a certain extent on the blog. But now that the blog is an extension of this radio show, you can't, because you're going to make a lot of people mad and scare away advertisers. So you have to walk that fine line. And trust me, I could get on here and drum up as much controversy as I want. But if I want to make a living at this, I can't do that, simply because the advertisers would stay away.
Right, and you got to have a fine line. I mean, I think advertisers like the fact that, well, one of the things that we tell advertisers across the board on my network and on yours both, obviously, is that we can bring listeners. And obviously what people like to listen to, whether they like it or not, are the train wrecks of life. And that's what makes talk radio so popular. And that's I have did this in the sports arena, and you have done it on the other side of the fence, and that's what makes this show such a great match. But yeah, I really do believe that people need to get a good balance of information, not put all of their eggs in the Gary Snyder show, or all the eggs in the balance, or all the eggs.
Exactly,
the
Tom. Real quick, where can people find your work? We got to wrap things up here.
www.thebalanceonline.com. Catch my blog, I'm Just Saying. And of course, Twitter, T Balance. And then on Facebook, search The Balance. You can find me.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Maybe we'll just continue this discussion tomorrow here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Your source.
All right. Yes, we will. We can continue it, you know, and basically what Gary's talking about there is just simply the power that bloggers and people have. And obviously we're on a network right now called Blog Talk Radio. And I'm sorry, I should have made that announcement. We are just on Blog Talk Radio right now. We due to time constraints, we can only keep the Gary Snyder Show live until 6 o'clock p.m. Now, here in just a few moments, we're going to broadcast hour number two. And a lot of you may not have heard that interview that Gary and I had regarding what it is that the power that bloggers have over the political system. And then, again, obviously, right after that, Randy McClure will talk a little about NCAA. And so glad that you could join us here on the Balance Radio Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. And some of you might be wondering, well, okay, what happened to $2 bill Josh? Josh has moved on, and we wish him the best of luck, and he will no longer be a part of the Balance or Balance Radio Network, but we wish him the best of luck in all the endeavors that Josh tries to do with his life. But that said, you know, here's the thing. Blogging can have both a positive impact and a negative impact. And what you've got to do is you have got to give yourself a good balance of information. Obviously, that's one of the premises that we're based on here on the Balance and the Balance Radio Network. We give you good, accurate information from a media standpoint, but we provide it from a fan's perspective. And one of the things that Monday through Friday, obviously Saturday has not changed at all. It's all sports all the time, 2 hours, Balance Gridiron, obviously, as we move into high school too. We'll talk about that. But as we move into the basketball season, we'll kind of switch that around to the Balance Hardwood. But something along those lines. We're probably going to even run a contest that we get to name the new basketball season show. So stick around for that. And make sure you go to our fan page, on Facebook, and just search The Balance. Or just you can find us. You can just go to the website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Hit Facebook, hit like, and we'll all be together in the same world. And so glad that you guys could join us today. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back from the break, we're going to play hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show. And you're going to hear that interview that we talked about here just a little bit ago about the power that bloggers have over the political system. My name's Tom Marquis. Okay, well, that was a little premature. Trying to rush me off the air there, guys. What? Okay, but my name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. I love it. It's hump day here at the Balance Studio. People just pushing buttons like crazy. Well, so glad that you guys could join us. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, it's hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show today, November 2nd, 2011.
It's here. It's here. It's here.
This is Fred Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone you're never rejected, decide what to be and go be it.
All right, and we are back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT before we get to our next guest, which is Andy Lyons. If you have not been paying attention, he is kind of the antithesis, I would argue, of Kevin Knuth. I told Andy a little earlier, Kevin is kind of a loudmouth like myself, except wrong. All right, after Andy here, at the bottom of this hour, we have Dr. Benjamin R. Warner. He is a professor at the University of Missouri, and he will give us a ring to talk about the role of blogging and social media and the role it is playing in today's political climate. Remember, that's how I got so loved and admired up in Huntington to start with. That led me onto this career path, that and my brokerage firm shutting down. That helped, too. 5 o'clock hour. Randy McClure, he's the editor of RushTheCourt.com. He's going to give us a college basketball preview, the teams to watch out for, maybe the teams not to. A lot of posers out there. And, of course, John Brodigan with Brodigan makes his return after a three-week absence. So should be fun. But let's get right to our next guest. He is one of the founding members, I don't know, is it one of the founding or the founding member of the Grant County Tea Party, Andy Lyons. Which one is it, founder or one of?
Well, I was the original person that instituted or tried to start it. There were five members for the first meeting, so I consider all them founding members.
And how many are members now?
Oh, I'd say active members in the neighborhood of 70 to 80 on any given night or any given meeting. We have anywhere from 30 to 50.
And see, that's what I like. One of the things I like about the Tea Party versus the Occupy Wall Street people, you guys are bright enough to come in out of the rain.
Well, some would say that, yes.
You know, can't they just, like, occupy from, like, 8 to 4 or banker's hours or something? Because when you saw those poor souls up in New England, 20 inches of snow on top of them, you think they'd have enough sense to come in out of that stuff.
Well, you would think, but you know, obviously they think it's important enough to be out there nonstop and creating violence and mayhem, I guess. So I guess each his own to some extent.
Well, before we get into, I guess, the world of politics, we are now in November, and I am now claiming it here on the Gary Snyder Show as the start of the Christmas season, because I was at Walmart last night. I had to venture in there after the witching hour of 10 p.m. and the other part comes out then, and they were not wearing their South Park and Simpsons pajamas. They actually had the Rudolph and Christmas pajamas on, walking through Walmart. So it must be the Christmas season now. And again, I was asking earlier, what is your favorite Christmas special?
Oh, Christmas special. You know, I think I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know, I do too. The claymation, if you will. I'm going though with at least right now. I'm old fashioned. I like Christmas Vacation and Charlie Brown.
Yeah, those are good too. Yeah, I was just thinking about the one that I remember most growing up, and I think that's probably that one or Frosty the Snowman are the two that I remember the most.
I mean, can you really go wrong with Charlie Brown?
No, you can't. You can't go wrong with Charlie Brown. Like, yeah, that's true.
And let me put the call out right now. If you see some of our very gracious Walmart customers walking around in Christmas jammies, take a picture and send it to me, SnyderGaryL@yahoo.com. You could win a mug. We'll see how many I get now.
That's a pretty impressive gift.
My mug on your mug.
Very nice.
All right. We Herman Cain. Let's talk a little Herman Cain, because he seems to be not only the flavor of the day, but the harasser of the day, if you will. You know, these allegations came out in Politico. We've heard several different stories now from Herman Cain. And again, I think one of the constants between Pete Seat yesterday, who is the Indiana State Republican Party Communications Director, and Kevin Knuth, the Democrat that we like to get thoughts from every once in a while, is the fact that Herman Cain knew this these allegations were coming out 10 days before they came out. And he still looks like an amateur trying to answer these. Are these going to stick? And, you know, is this the beginning of the end for Herman Cain?
Well, I think, you know, once again, I think you're probably right in the sense of they didn't handle these in the best way. But I want to keep falling back into his likability. And I think you're not going to have as much reaction as you might have in, you know, maybe on a, consider maybe a normal candidate. But I think there's definitely going to be some more questions going to be asked. And if the revelations come out that they are true, or that they are a little more detailed than what we think they might be, yeah, I think definitely is going to have an effect. But you know, once again, I mean, look what Bill Clinton did, and you know, people just adored him, and regardless of his, you know, personal dalliances in the actual White House. So it's be interesting to see how it plays on the real conservative Republican primary voters that have kind of latched on to him.
Well, and, you know, I take this from, you know, the Bare Naked Ladies song, Bank Job. You look like an amateur, and that's the real crime.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think if anything is going to be the undoing, it's the fact that it looks, like you said, amateurist. I'm not sure. I think what the real test is going to be, not only with the debate with Newt, I think, on the 5th, but I think the first full debate back with all the candidates, I think we're going to get a sense of where he's at in regards to how well he's going to go through these.
You know, and, you know, I've listened to some of his responses, and there have been several, but I think the one that is most out there in the mainstream media is that he can only remember doing comparing the height of his wife to the accuser, and basically using a hand gesture to compare height of his wife and this this accuser. And I'm telling you what, Andy, I'm sitting here thinking, what hand gesture could I use that would compare the height of two people that would get me a sexual harassment bang, and maybe I shouldn't use bang, got me a sexual harassment charge, and there are none I can think of.
No, there's none that I can think of as well.
No, hey, don't get me wrong. I can think of some hand gestures that would get me a sexual harassment charge, but none that would be used to compare heights of a wife and another woman.
Yeah, here's the thing is, I think, you know, if the allegations are true, or at least to some extent true, I think they'd be better off say, hey, yeah, I made a mistake, you know, 12, 13, 15 years ago, whatever it was, and this is, you know, what it was. I think that ultimately that's what people are really wanting to know, and not only knowing, not really even knowing the details as much, is to say, hey, is it true or not? If it is, own up to it, and let's move on. And that goes back to, you know, just how his campaign is, you know, reacted to the allegations.
And it's too bad, because I really liked that commercial that came out with the guy smoking. I thought that was a brilliant commercial.
Oh, yeah, I did too. You know, for a campaign that didn't have any money at the time, to make a commercial that would be broadcast on every network almost ad nauseum for free was a, you know, that's a, just an unbelievable thing to do and to have achieved. But you're right. I wonder if just that how they reacted to this particular thing is going to affect them. If anything affects them, it's going to be that.
Now, and I still need to get you in here in the studio because I want you to be my smoking guy doing that same commercial for me, except using the Gary Snyder Show instead of Herman Cain.
Yeah, do you think it'll have the same effect, though, Gary?
You never know.
You never know.
All right, Andy, hey, we have to take a quick break. Can you hold?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
WBAT, call Stanley Steamer for 24-hour water extraction at 384-4470. Living brings dirt in. Stanley Steamer takes it out.
Hi, this is Mike Jenkins. I'm here to speak to you about Lynn Johnson, mayoral candidate for our city. I heartily endorse Lynn Johnson for many reasons, but mainly because we need change. Change from the promises of jobs that haven't materialized. We've seen handfuls of jobs, but not the kinds of jobs that produce an income where folks can support their families. I'm convinced Lynn Johnson has answers, not just promises. Vote Lynn Johnson for mayor of Marion come November 8th.
Paid for by Pam Hutchison and authorized by the committee to elect Lynn Strive Johnson for mayor.
Hello, this is Gunner from the Ice House. Recently, as you know, my father, Steve Rosalie, better known as the Iceman, passed away, leaving a big hole in our community. Some of our good friends spoke with Connie and myself about a scholarship fund in my dad's name at the Community Foundation. And since Dad touched so many lives of the people in the community of Marion, Connie and I can think of no better way to honor him than to create a fund that will carry on his tradition of giving back. If you'd like to participate, please make your donations out to the Community Foundation with Rosalie in the memo line. We want to thank you in advance for your participation, and as my dad would always say, thank you, friends.
Did you know that pancreatic cancer is the fourth leading cause of cancer-related death? A mere 6% of those diagnosed will survive more than 5 years. However, Global Cure is working to reverse the trend and find a cure for pancreatic cancer in our lifetime. Through cutting-edge clinical trials, a dedicated team is getting closer to the cure, but they need your help in raising awareness and funding. Visit mattressfirm.com/charity to find out how you can help.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
On the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. We're speaking with Andy Lyons, which we will get back to in just a second. But first, Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne. They're the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall, which don't rule that out another time or two. You never know. Plus, all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the brand new Ariens snow throw snow blowers, plus they still carry Gravely and Hustler mowers, and of course they're still one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that is over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. In fact, talked to Ryan today, and he's had several clients come up from Marion. So thank you for helping our sponsors out here. Now, they still carry all the top brands, Arian Snow Throw Snow Blowers, Gravely, Hustler, and Dixie Chopper Mowers. They even have the Echo Chainsaws and Leaf Blowers. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give Ryan a call now, 260-489-3391. Again, that is 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road in Fort Wayne, or you can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. If you can't remember that, again, the epicenter of the universe lies at GaryLSnyder.com. All right, Andy. Now, we'll finish up on Herman Cain real quick. It appears, at least right now, that the two people that were had the settlements have orders saying that they can't talk. And I know the media is trying to change that. And, you know, there's even some stories out saying that now that Herman Cain has brought this up, that those confidentiality orders are null and void. And it's coming across the wires now that there's even a third person that's been accused, has accused Herman Cain and has been paid off. So not looking good.
No, it really isn't. And probably for him, the best thing to do is at this point, is probably open it up and let's find out what's going on. And let's, you know, get done with it and see where it goes. Having this just got a hold over his head, I think, is actually probably worse than just finding out what happened.
All right. Now, I'm going to play you a quick clip of Rick Perry, and I want you to give me just some quick feedback on it. I think it's about a minute and a half or so long.
Shannon and you, I can't stand here in front of this crowd and not just, you know, love on you a little bit and thank you for what you do and for those of you that put this great evening together, all of you. And I'm with her. Write your checks. Gold is good. If you've got any in the backyard, because, you know, if they print any more money over there in Washington, the gold's going to be good. And she will take it. She will take it. And this is such a cool state. I mean, come on. Live free or die. I mean, you know, you got to love that, right? I come from a state, you know, where they had this little place called the Alamo, and they declared victory or death. You know, we're kind of into those slogans, man. It's like, live free or die, victory or death, bring it.
Now, what's up with Rick Perry? I mean, was he drunk? Is he hopping on the tour bus with Willie? What's up with Rick there?
Well, I'm not sure. He sounded a little bit like George Bush, actually, with the way he spoke. And I saw the video clip of it with his arms a-flailing, and it was really one of the most interesting things I've seen for quite a while from a political candidate.
You know, I was speechless. I'm watching this, and I'm like, what the hell is he thinking? I mean, is he sober? I started to wonder why.
I really, when I first saw it, I was actually kind of taken aback because I just couldn't figure out. It was like he was trying to be a comedian playing a presidential candidate. And it was really, really interesting. I'm not sure if this was a concerted effort to try to make himself look more, like alive, because he's been so, other than the last debate, so passive. But for me, I think it's probably going to end up being a negative.
No, I can't see any way this is going to be a positive. And the problem I have with Perry, there's a couple problems. But every time I see the guy, I just think that he's on Saturday Night Live doing a bad parody of George Bush.
Yeah, that's exactly kind of the thing I had. Was it was just like, man, this just doesn't look right at all.
Yeah, well, you know, he has $17 million to spend. He's done a new ad buy trying to, try to make some kind of comeback in the polls. He is... have we really seen a presidential candidate on either party trying to get the nomination that has fallen like Rick Perry has?
The only one I could think of in recent times might have been Howard Dean after his
the scream.
Was that like? And I think that was in Iowa. It might have been in Iowa, and I think he might have been in second place, pretty strong, and then wasn't too much longer. I think he was basically out of the campaign. But, yeah, I think Perry's probably done. I think the person that we have to really watch is, I think you're going to have to watch Newt. I think he's beginning to, people are beginning to latch on to him.
To cut you off there, Andy. I had to get the scream in.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened. I said all I heard was, and I heard a bunch of crowd screaming.
You have already got the picture here. I was about to say, you know, I'm sure there's some disappointed people here. You know what? You know something?
You know, is that one of the greatest, two minutes in political history or what?
Yeah, it was something else. It was one of those, another one of those surreal categories of politicians that acted like they were about half an oar short or short of a full boat. It was quite interesting to watch at first 30 or 40 times.
And I know we were talking a little bit about Newt before I so rudely interrupted you, but I agree. It appears that Newt stock seems to be rising a little bit now, and he keeps rising in the polls a little bit, and he has by far, at each debate, been the smartest, most articulate person on the stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you're going to see is, if this plays out with Herman Cain, like it very well may, you're going to see a little bit of a swing up for Romney. But I think you're going to see people like Ron Paul and Newt picking up some steam when it gets going towards Iowa, because I think that they're third and fourth in the latest poll. And if things go badly for Cain, I could see them vaulting into second and third place in Iowa. The real problem is that if Romney can win Iowa, that may just about do it for the entire primary.
All right, Andy. Hey, it's always good to have your expertise on the phone here and on the show, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, that sounds great. Just let me know.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Lyons. All right, quick break when we come back. Tom Marquis. Who else did we have? Dr. Benjamin Warner here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Greetings. This is Mark Draves, the president and CEO of Carey Services. Throughout my 40-year professional career, I have been a fair share giver to the United Way. Each year, the employees of Carey Services rank in the top five total employee givers to the United Way across all Grant County employee groups. Why? Because we believe the United Way is the gold standard of charitable organizations. There is no more effective way to help our friends, neighbors, and family in their time of need than through the United Way. Let's all continue to live united.
There's a dream only you can dream, a life only you can live, a space only you can fill. That space is here at Indiana Wesleyan University. Our adult degree program offers accelerated degree options for working adults, with adult-friendly admissions, academic and financial aid services. IWU degree programs are personalized, professional, and principled. Courses are taught from a foundation rooted in Christian principles and ethics, and many IWU graduates become trusted leaders in area businesses. Courses are online, on campus, and right on the money, which is why Indiana Wesleyan has become the largest private university in Indiana.
Become a part of the next generation of leadership. Come fill the space and your potential at Indiana Wesleyan University. Find out more at IWUdegrees.com. That's IWUdegrees.com.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. After 40, your body's testosterone level may start to drop, but there is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-784-8930. That's 1-800-784-8930. Call 1-800-784-8930.
There's a time bomb in your wallet. It's the 5-plus credit cards you've been living on that you're barely able to make the minimum payments on. And when the time bomb goes off, it'll put you in a world of hurt. Here's the first sign your time bomb is about to go off. You can barely make your minimum payments. Here's the second sign. The interest rates on your credit cards are as high as 30%. Here's the third time bomb sign. You're getting collection calls and letters. Don't let the time bomb go off. Call the Debt Helpline today. Let us help you get out of credit card debt and turn off the time bomb.
866-484-9613. 866-484-9613. If you have $10,000 or more in debt, call now for your free analysis. 866-484-9613. 866-484-9613.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The Marion Community Schools Board of Trustees is inviting letters of interest from individuals to serve on the Marion Public Library Board. The appointment is from January 1st of next year to December 31st of 2015. Persons must live in the city of Marion for at least 2 years immediately preceding the appointment to the Library Board. They must also attend meetings on the third Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. Interested people are asked to submit a letter of interest and resume to the Office of the Superintendent at Marion Community Schools. Persons are asked to respond by November 29th. And a Peru woman faces multiple charges in connection with a number of home burglaries in the Peru area. 53-year-old Susan Carter faces 3 preliminary counts of burglary, but likely will face more counts as the police investigation continues. Authorities say Carter would drive around the area with an accomplice looking for homes that could be entered easily. She reportedly would look for purses and take cash and credit cards. Investigators found numerous purses inside Carter's home in Peru. Their investigation is continuing. And finally, an autopsy on the body of the man killed in a Grant County traffic accident last weekend has led authorities to believe he died upon impact and not as a result of the fire that followed. The name of the victim of Saturday's crash still has not been confirmed because the body was burned beyond recognition after the accident. The car hit a concrete bridge along Grant County Road 800 West early Saturday morning and then burst into flames. County Coroner Stephen Dorsey said autopsy results showed the victim likely died upon impact and not a result of the fire. Dorsey is waiting on dental records before making a positive ID on the victim. From the 1400 WBAT Newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild, highs around 68. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 48. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler with showers likely, highs around 58. And tomorrow night, a slight chance of showers early in the evening, then clearing skies overnight, colder, lows near 40 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Empty in the valley of your heart, the sun it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat, you cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I've seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our next guests, which include co-host of the show Tom Marquis from 4:30 to 6 and Dr. Benjamin Warner from the University of Missouri, I need to tell you about Freightco. They are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus, and that means in addition to, for all you St. Louis Cardinal fans out there, Tom, a competitive FSC, and that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what a CPM and an FSC are, but my guess is if you're an owner-operator, you do, and it must be important. They put it in their ad. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. You better hurry up. He's probably going home in about 21 minutes to eat dinner. 866-397-2581. Again, 866-397-2581. Or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. Now, if you cannot remember that, all you really need to remember, because it is the center of the universe, GaryLSnyder.com, the website that started it all. All right, now joining us, first of all, he's the co-host of the show from now to the end. That would be Tom Marquis. Say hi.
Happy hump day, America.
And also joining us, Dr. Benjamin Warner. He is a professor at the University of Missouri. And we are here, he has joined us to talk about his new article, Digital Media, a Factor in Ferocity of Political Campaigns. That's a whole lot to say. What's it mean, Dr. Warner?
Thanks for having me on.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good.
Well, let's talk about the recent article I just mentioned, Digital Media, a Factor in Ferocity of Political Campaigns, and tell us a little bit about the article.
Well, I was interested in looking at, in the article I looked at Howard Dean's blogs, and I was interested at how the community on blogs, you know, the posters and the people that comment, could foster more extremism and less civility in political attitudes. And I found that you know, usually when we talk to each other and we talk about politics and we argue about politics, the group is really diverse. But when we go to a blog, presumably it's because we agree with the general ideology of the blog. And so you may find 350 people that think basically the same way you do. And I was worried that, you know, that could reinforce your opinions and maybe breed a little bit of extremism. And I found some of that in Dean's blogs.
Now, when you take a look at blogs, and I'll have to admit, that's how I got my start, GaryLSnyder.com. We had a very, I would call it an impotent newspaper in the town in which I lived in. Nothing was getting covered, and I literally started a blog pointing out some of what was wrong with our politicians, and it kind of grew to, you know, we've had upwards of, a high of about 35,000 unique visitors in 1 month, and this is in a town of 18,000. And, you know, I take responsibility, and a lot of people blame me for basically getting a lot of people thrown out of office.
Well, you know, that can... That sort of thing, you know, can be really productive and it can be really valuable if it's done in a way that I think, you know, benefits the political culture. Like, a blog provides you an opportunity and it provides people an opportunity to be more directly involved in politics. And that was certainly one of the great benefits of Dean's blogs, right? But the thing that I was interested in is, you know, to identify folks that, you know, you consider your political adversaries and your opponents in politics, how do they get talked about, how do they get treated, and is it in a way that undermines a healthy democratic culture? So, for example, in the Dean blogs, John Kerry was kind of a villain, and John Edwards was a villain, and George Bush was the devil himself. And that makes political cooperation difficult. You know, maybe it gets people excited and riled up to participate, but the way that Obama talked about McCain and the way that McCain talked about Obama, if you remember, McCain grabbed the microphone from a woman at a town hall meeting and said, hey, Obama's a good American, we just don't agree with him. And Obama was always quick to say, you know, McCain is an American hero, I just don't think he has the right solutions. And when I looked on Obama's blogs, I saw that sort of civility spread, just like I saw incivility and hostility spread in some of the other blogs I looked at.
Tom?
Yeah, Dr. Warner, so glad that you could join us today. And it was I read this article, and I brought it to the attention of Gary. And, I, of course, obviously, I blog a lot. I blog a lot more on the sports arena. So I play no fifth on anything I may or may not say that's politically oriented. But I do find it fascinating that people will turn – and I think a lot of times, you know, people are turned away from talk radio such as Rush Limbaugh and others. But the thing is, and what I found most fascinating about blogs is and you alluded to this in your article, is how it actually persuades people more so, you believe anyway, than people who actually listen to maybe talk radio or you say they need to have a well-balanced information source, and, you know, whether that be mainstream. And, you know, we looked at mainstream media, and a lot of it is very, very, very biased to the left. And a lot of perhaps talk radio is very, very biased to the right. And I think a lot of times blogs are real Americans speaking what's on the mind of real Americans. So do you think that blogs sway a politician one way or the other, knowing the kind of potential influence that they have over their readers?
Well, you know, I suspect that, you know, blogs are important to politicians the same way that that any media source is, which is that it's a way for people to get a sense for how, you know, how their constituents are feeling and how Americans are feeling. And, you know, one of the things that you said is a lot of blogs emerge out of frustration with other media outlets and folks feeling like their particular perspectives aren't being heard. And so, you know, anytime you have an outlet for people to say, hey, you all need to listen to us, this is a perspective that's not part of the conversation, I do think that's going to get attention. I think that's one of the reasons why you saw, especially when blogs were new on the scene, people got really excited about participating in them, because it finally gave them a medium to express themselves and to get perspectives heard that were being ignored and left out of the conversation.
Well, as we head into the 2012 presidential campaign, what role do you see blogs playing in the upcoming races?
Well, you know, more and more some of the established bloggers seem to have a lot of sway. Like, I noticed that when Rick Perry had his sort of moment in the third debate, one of the people, one of the, you know, real, I guess, opinion leaders in the conservative movement was Eric Erickson at Red State, and he's one of the people that said this performance was dreadful and not acceptable. And you saw after him and Bill Kristol kind of spoke their piece, and people watched some of the debates, you saw Perry's numbers really slide. And so, but I think that those, you know, what's happening is that some of the bloggers that became really well established, now their voices are part of the inner circle. You know, they're on the news programs and they're on the 24-hour news channels all the time. And so I think their influence is going to be pronounced and amplified. As far as folks that, you know, maybe still feel like the mainstream outlets, even the ones that are including blogs that are now fairly mainstreamed, I think folks that still feel frustrated and marginalized in that conversation, you know, they have the entire internet to shout to. Whether they can gather listeners, that's the question, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's, you know, on my blog that I started, you know, it's difficult to go anywhere in my hometown without someone saying, are you Gary Snyder? And my standard response, default response is now, it depends. Because I've walked into a kindergarten graduation and had a little old lady call me a blank hole. And, you know, I have my lunch interrupted. And at some point, the bloggers went mainstream, and you talk with, about Eric Erickson, who has been on this show many times. It usually leads to further appearances in the media, like a radio show weekdays 3 to 6 or a spot on CNN, you know, in their analyst segment. Do you see bloggers getting more and more mainstream?
I think that's a good question, you know, and it's sort of, I think that bloggers have, first of all, have wonderful access to their readers because, you know, it all you, basically you just have to read the comments on your section, and I think that bloggers are they seem very, you know, intent to retain the authenticity of why they started their blog to begin with. I think that you know, it seems to me like if somebody like Erickson mainstreamed in a way where he started to look like the people he used to critique and he used to attack, then it seems like that was his niche. You know, it might dry up, it might go away. And so I think that there's a lot of incentive for bloggers, and I think they're pretty sensitive to it, to do what got them their audience in the first place. But again, one of the things that I'm really interested in looking at with this article is how that contribution can be a productive one that emphasizes especially civil interaction between folks that disagree with each other, so that it isn't all just shouting and you know, sometimes maybe taking a stronger position helps build the audience base a little bit, but might not build you know, healthy democracy as much.
Go ahead, Tom.
Now, Dr. Warner, I know one of the things I think that you kind of alluded to in your article was that bloggers have a tendency at times to breed extremism. And one of the few things that we talk about as far as people being extreme is Tea Parties. We talk about Occupy Wall Street. All of those types of political protests and political movements originated in the blog format. So do you think that blogging and digital, the way people access, even more so in social media world today with Twitter, Facebook, and they can connect their blogs to just about anybody, do you think that blogs are having a positive impact on society or a negative one, either which way?
Well, I think it depends on how people use them, you know, and it's the media environment now is so diverse, and people really do have their pick of what kind of media they want to use. And I think that a lot of times when people go to blogs and really participate in a blogging community, it's because they feel like they don't have a lot of other outlets to interact with people that they can relate to or people that see the world the way they do. And the danger and the time when I think blogs could make a negative contribution to society is when that becomes an excuse to no longer consider other perspectives. And, you know, basically if somebody disagrees with you, you have the choice of thinking that they're, you know, they have their facts wrong and maybe they're just mistaken, or you can think that they believe what they do because they're immoral or because they're, you know, vile or because they're trying to ruin America. And when you're in a community online with 300 people that all agree with you and you don't really interact with people that don't, it's easy to forget that people on the other side of the political equation often have their reasons, and, you know, they may be mistaken, but generally their intentions are good. They're not trying to ruin the country or anything. And I think it's the internet and digital technology in general provide us more opportunities to forget that there are reasonable perspectives that disagree with us, and that, you know, the people that do disagree with us aren't necessarily villains. They just have a different way of looking at it.
Now, on my blog, and I understand why most bloggers write about national politics instead of local politics, but, you know, I tended to be a little sarcastic, very cynical, very biting, and it was not uncommon to get 50, 75, 100 comments on my blog per post. It seems as the comments came, the more that came, the more vile, the more cutting, the more just worse off the comments were. And that turned people away. And there's a fine line, I think, that has to be walked between blogging and trying to earn a living blogging versus, attracting advertisers. Do you see that in a lot of blogs, or are the blogs just, throw caution to the wind and go at it?
Well, I think what's interesting, and I think that bloggers are very conscious of their product and very thoughtful. You can certainly see the incentive that some people have to take it a little bit far and to see if they can attract more attention to themselves. But I think that by and large, you see bloggers be very conscious about their product and want to make sure that they're representing how they feel and their perspective pretty clearly. What's really interesting to me is watching how commenters either sort of feed a certain attitude or kind of self-police. And, what I saw on the Dean blogs in that article that I wrote was people sort of feeding this narrative of Bush as a villain and of the other Democrats as sellouts and as the media of, a big corrupt entity. And what I saw on the Obama blogs was every time something got, personal like that, or every time they said, John McCain, evil, blah, 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 somebody would jump in and say, hey, let's remember what this guy did for our country and, try to treat him with some respect. This is about the policies and the ideas, not about, that sort of personal stuff. And so I think that the message is that folks who do blog could be, I think that they set the tone for that sort of thing. I think that civility came from Obama and McCain, and there certainly was a lot of nastiness in the 08 election, but I think that a lot of the people participating in the campaign dialogue sort of had that model of civility that came from those messages, and bloggers have that same opportunity to say, hey, I think this is, going poorly, or I think this is bad, or, this politician doesn't know what they're doing, but that's different than saying, boy, I think this person's really trying to run our state into the ground or run our city into the ground. They seem to hate, they seem to hate Indiana and want to set it on fire. I mean, that's a villain that's being created right there, and that can breed animosity, and that can set up that kind of culture of discussion that drives things to incivility.
One thing that I found, and we have to start wrapping this up, but I'll get a last question in here to you. One thing that I found, while you do breed incivility and you do get enemies blogging, there is also a part of the public that, jumps on your side, too.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we don't want to forget that Howard Dean raised $40 million online before the Iowa caucus and got a lot of people involved that weren't involved in politics. And it's a way to get stuff done, and it's a way to rally the troops. But, my sort of final word of caution to the blog world out there is to remember that the folks on the other side are also passionate and also care and think they're doing the right thing for America. And so, a healthy conversation between the various competing parties is going to be a lot more productive than, trying to light the other camps on fire.
All right, Doctor, we're speaking with Dr. Benjamin Warner. He's a professor at the University of Missouri. Do you have a blog, website, social media you want to get out there?
I do not presently have a blog. I guess y'all can follow me on Twitter if you want, just Warner Ben.
Will do. I'll do that on the break, and thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Dr. Benjamin Warner, quick break. We'll come back to wrap this hour up here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Work out anytime you want, 24-7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king-size tub big enough for 10 plus me. A credit card that's got no limit, and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. You still there, Tom?
Hey, sir.
All right, hey, why don't you get ready for the next hour, and we'll talk to you here in a few.
Sounds good.
All right, I want to thank our guest, Dr. Benjamin Warner. And, boy, I'd like to get into that conversation a little bit more about blogs. Maybe we can do that at the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. Just a very very interesting look, you know, and as a blogger, someone who got his start blogging and I guess becoming famous or infamous, especially in this area as a blogger, there's a fine line you have to walk if you want advertisers for your blog or radio show. Maybe we'll get into that a little later. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.